Welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Tuesday, the 25th day of the month of Tishrei. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. Thank you very much. We are very grateful and very appreciative of your sponsorship. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce and welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call, Rabbi David Asher, Mora D'Asra, Knesset Beth Israel in Richmond, Virginia, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Asher slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. And they will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Asher to learn more about his wonderful community in Richmond. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Asher.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. I really appreciate the opportunity to participate once again in this great initiative, important initiative of the OU, the Daily Tehillim and Chizuk Call. And thank you to all of you, the participants, for taking time out of your day to create this atmosphere of Achdus, this atmosphere of unity and compassion. I want to share one thought with you about the first paragraph that we will be saying in just a few moments. One of the most famous lines in all of Tehillim, in all of Psalms, is chapter 23, verse 4. Gam ki eilech begeit salmavet, lo ira rafi atayim adi, shiftecha mishantecha, hem lo yinachamuni. Though I walk through the valley of the deepest darkness, I will fear no harm. You are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And we have to ask ourselves, what does this mean? This valley, walking through this, the valley of the shadow of death, is what you and I might be more familiar with in terms of a translation. And indeed, the Gemara tells us in Psachim that Rabbi Yitzchak has a definition of what this valley is, this valley of the shadow of darkness or shadow of death. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says, what is this Gam Ki Eilech Begeit Salmavet? What is this valley, Lo Ira Ra, that we are not to be afraid of, that Hashem is with us? What is this valley in which we are supposed to exhibit this self-control and this courage? And he says that it is the following image, the following vision that we ought to have to define this Geit Salmavet. Hayashan Betzel Dekel Yechidi Betzel Levana. It is the image of an individual sleeping underneath the shade of a palm or under the shade of the moon. And this is a strange and cryptic definition. Why is it that Rabbi Yitzchak defines the valley of the shadow of darkness as the shadow of a single palm tree or the shadow of the moon? Imagine for let us imagine for ourselves that we are sleeping and we're in the wilderness, and there's nothing above our heads. And do we have fear? Do we not have fear? And that is symbolic of the situation that we are all in right now. We are in a scary time, a scary era in which this pandemic has affected our community and so many communities around the world. And it is as if we are in this wilderness with hardly anything above us, with hardly any protection, without any shelter. And that's what it seems like, and that's the euphemism. But we have to remember the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk in which David HaMelech defines Ki Atayim Adi, that Hashem is with us, is Shiftecha Mishantecha. Yes, your rod, that which has struck us, that which has caused us such pain, is so difficult. But yet there is your staff, Mishantecha. And the Medrash tells us in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, what is this Shiftecha and what is this? What is this mishantecha? What is this rod and what is this staff? And the Medrash tells us that the challenge is, that is the rod, that is the shiftecha. But alas, the antidote is always there. Our beloved Creator, the Almighty, always provides us with that elixir, if you will, or something to help us combat the situation that we're in. And that is indeed the Torah. That is the Mishantacha. That is the staff that is referred to, the solution, if you will, or at least the tool that we can try to strive to heal our situation, whatever situation we might be in. And, of course, this timeless message right now is quite appropriate for this pandemic. And so now we say these words with the reassurance of David HaMelech to consider for ourselves that, yes, there is a rod which is striking us, but, yes, there is indeed a staff, a tool, an instrument to allow us to be comforted and know full well that wherever we might rest, wherever, whatever darkness we might be experiencing, that indeed Hashem is with us, ki atayim adi. We're now going to say Tehillim chapter 23, and hopefully you all have the text in front of you. Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor David, Adonai Roi Lo Achsar, Binos Deshe Yarbiseni, Almei Menuchos Yina Aleni. Nafshi Yishovev, Yancheni V'Maglei Tevich L'man Shemo, Gam Ki Eilech, Begeit Talmavet Lo Irara, Ki Atza Imadi. Shiftecha Mishantecha, Hema yinachamuni, Baruch lefanai shulchan neged zorirai, Yishanta v'Hashem en roshi koti revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdifuni kol yimei chayai, v'shafti b'veis adonai li'orech yamim. Chapter 121, Tehillim, Perek Kuf Kof Aleph. Shir l'malos esayinai l'harim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai osei shemayim v'aret. Al yitein l'mur reglecha, al yanum shemarecha. Hinei, lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shemarecha, Adonai tzilcha yad minech. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor teischa, Chapter 130 of the Tehillim, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir Hamalos Mamakin Krasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema V'Koli, Tiena Aznecha Kashivos V'Kol Tachnuna. Im Avonos Tishmariya, Adonai Miyamot. Kimcha Sicha, Leman Tivare. Kivisi Adonai Kivzan Afshi, V'Lid V'Ro Hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mishumim l'boker, mishumim l'boker, yachal Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai echesed, v'harbeim ha'fidus, v'hu yitet Yisrael, v'kol avonosah. We're now going to say Mishaberach for all of the cholim, and we will pause. Please insert the name that you would like to input. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, Yuvarech Yirape Es HaCholim. Ba'avur Shonu Mitzvalim Ba'avurom. Yitzchayzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei rachim yimaleim lahachli imam lepetam lachidikam lahachli yosam. V'yishlach lahem meherafu ha-shlema, v'nishamayim l'mrachiv ev'rav v'sagidav, v'sol shachol Yisrael, refuat ha-nefesh, refuat ha-guf, hashta ba'agav ezman kariv, v'nomar, amen. We're now going to say, Achenu, the paragraph of Achenu, Achenu kol beis Yisrael, and the Sunim Betzorah Veshivya, Ha'omdim Ben Bayam Ben Bayavasha, Hamakom Yerachem Alehem, V'yotzei Mitzor Levacha, Me'afei La'ora, Mishiva L'Geula, Hashta V'Agav Izman Kariv, V'Namar, Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Asher. It's good to have you back on the program. I'm trying to remember. I think the last time we had you back on was, I think, in the early days back in April. So much has changed since then, and also so much has not changed since those early days. And so we're certainly.
I know. Who knew this is where we would be? We have to take it day by day for our own sanity.
Absolutely. So the last time we had you on, I just mentioned a moment ago, we were in our earlier days of the program, and we had not yet developed and created this segment of the call to really have an opportunity to speak, to have a little bit of an interview, to find out some of the background of the community, of the Rabbanim, of the rabbis who have been joining us on these calls. We're so grateful for your time and sharing the beautiful Devar Torah with us and sharing the recitation of the Tehillim. So if you can get us started this time around, for our listeners who might not yet be familiar with the Richmond, Virginia, if you could share with us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general.
Sure. Richmond, Virginia, I like to call it the southernmost northeast community, about 90 miles south of D.C. We have about 10,000 Jews in greater Richmond, and we like to view our shul as a big tent. So the number 10,000 is important to us because we realize that we are the OU shul within 100-mile radius or so, and we have a responsibility to represent traditional Torah Judaism. We have a day school that has about 100 kids in it, K through 8, and we have several dozen students in our boys and girls high schools. And I like to kind of tongue-in-cheek refer to us as Southern Orthodox. While we have approximately 90 or so Sabbath observant Shomer Shabbos families, majority of our membership is not Shomer Shabbos, and we work towards training our members not to look at other people's observance levels. It's our aim to create a congregational family that provides a current or a stream where everybody progresses at their own rate, and regardless of a person's personal observances, we always try to make sure to create a cohesive group that all moves in the same direction towards a more meaningful Torah life for everyone.
Beautiful. And during these past now 7 months, have any new families moved into the community?
Yeah. Thankfully, we've had several families join our community as people look for bigger space. People look towards other communities outside the New York area. I'm very proud to say that our day school has been amazing, and that my wife and I were very nervous over the summer. You know, we'd heard stories from friends and family in other places. Will the school open? Will it open safely? And we've heard stories of schools that need to open, need to close. And we're just lucky, actually, just that the president this year, for the first time, at least since I've been here, is actually a physician. So they've done an incredible job at the day school, just making sure that children can be with each other and all of the mental well-being that provides, but be with each other in a safe way, and to allow people to come to class virtually, if that's their preference, kind of like the shul. We've had services outside, services inside, minyanim virtually, and we support everybody's decision, and the most important thing is that we, of course, stay safe.
Absolutely, and forgive me, my first question when we begin the interview is, I always ask, and forgive me, I neglected to ask, but how are you and your family doing?
Yeah, really appreciate that, Rabbi Herman. The phrase that comes to mind is, for me personally, and then I'll talk about my wife, my children. For me personally, since I'm here in an official capacity, so to speak, as the rabbi of an OU shul, it's been professionally disorienting. There are some people that I do not see, except for this time of year, and it is very hard. On the one hand, it's disheartening not to see them. On the other hand, I'm very proud of their decision to ensure their own health and safety. But it's professionally disorienting. This is the time of year where we get to see our congregations and all rabbis get to see their balabatim the most and spend the most time with them. And of course, that's just not the case. Very proud of the shul and the lay leadership here in terms of providing multiple opportunities for connection and for davening and for programs, but definitely it's been challenging. And the family is doing well. Children are very, very resilient. On the other hand, they're also very sensitive. But the fact that they have some structure, it's all the difference in the world. And a ton of credit, of course, goes to my wife for helping the household kind of be able to withstand the unique challenges that is that are the coronavirus challenges. But we're doing okay, and I really think it's good we check in on each other and have as much connection as we can with each other.
Amazing. We're certainly happy to hear that. Last question for you, and this is a question we've been asking for the last few months on these phone calls, and we've heard some really incredible answers. And I'll just put this out there, because we always have it's interesting. When the call begins, or even before the call begins, we have a real Yekis who show up early, 15, 20 minutes early. They're calling in already. I see them pop up on the screen. And there are those who come just for the Divrei Chizuk. There are those who come just for the Tehillim. And there are those who come for the entire program. And always hundreds who stay on, you know, during and are listening as we speak right now. So if you're getting bored of the same questions I ask every single day, and you have interesting topics or ideas that we'd be asking our rabbis as they come on, feel free to email me, talih@ou.org, NAFTALIH@ou.org. If you want to submit some ideas or questions, I'd love to hear them. Love hearing from all of you. So last question for you, Rabbi. The world changed dramatically so much as a result of the pandemic. We're 7 months in now, really even longer. And change is and will be everywhere. What communal changes do you anticipate for yours and the broader Jewish community? We've obviously seen changes that we're experiencing right now by having to be creative and innovative in the way that we interact with Balabatim, with the community, with having the logistics and coordinations, even now the Yom Tovim are behind us, of indoors and outdoors, as you alluded to before. But what changes do you believe are really going to be kind of maybe perhaps incorporated into our day-to-day is what we can only dream of a post-COVID-19 world?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I'll start by replying with a personal anecdote, which is that every year my family in Israel gets together on Chol Hamoed Sukkos, and my aunts and uncles, cousins, siblings, nieces and nephews, and I'm never able to participate. And this year I was able to participate. I haven't seen many of them in a very, very long time. And that really was a great opportunity for me. It was a great experience for me. And I see the same thing happening here at Shul. I am studying with people that I wouldn't otherwise study with. And I have people participating in ways that they haven't otherwise participated. And the challenge, like all challenges, forces people to be more creative. And I think because the OU has fostered such connection between shuls, we'll be learning a lot from each other. And we'll be learning about the ingenuity on the other side of the country, and vice versa. But honestly, the most important change that we will have is, and for some people, they'll have this forever, and for some people, it will be a fleeting inspiration, but we're going to appreciate Shul, we're going to appreciate Minyan. I remember one of my friends said when he was a kid, he used to really struggle with appreciating attendance at Shul. And now, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, he was, you know, talking about how, you know, almost in tears, just not being able to go to Shul. And like all of us, human psychology is such that when we don't have the experiences that we're used to, we appreciate them that much more. And honestly, if it's going to be, you know, we're talking here at Shul about outdoor programs and different kinds of programs, chesed programs, learning programs, personalized programs. There is some technology that allows us to do things that we haven't been otherwise able to do. But I really, from my perspective, it's the appreciation of Shul and of each other, and just being able to talk to Hashem all together as a kehila, as a congregation, I really do believe that that will be the most significant takeaway from this pandemic experience.
Yeah, I would agree. And it's a beautiful perspective. And I shared a little repetitive for all the wonderful listeners, but I shared yesterday when we had Rabbeinu Lisan from CRC, I shared that when BRS opened back in May, I got to shul 45 minutes early just to stand in front of the door. I was tailgating. I couldn't wait to be back in shul. And as you just mentioned a moment earlier, we hope those are not fleeting moments. And it's not only specifically about the davening. Shul is much, much more than that. It's a place where we encounter Kaddish Baruch Hu, we encounter God, and we encounter each other, where we develop and grow our community. And so certainly it's hoping that it's something that it's not just a flash in the pan, but something we can certainly maintain beyond these days. Liyashu, well, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community, as they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, that your thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova. May the Rabboni Shalom, the master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Words of inspiration. Rabbi Derek Gorman is the regional director of NCSY West Coast. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.